Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
More Americans are moving away from expensive cities to more affordable ones.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Americans are leaving the costliest metro areas for more affordable parts of the country at a faster rate than they're being replaced. Here with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Chris Kirkham. Chris, describe the most likely people to leave an expensive area.
Right. So this study worked on it with Trulia and some of the economists there, economists and researchers there. And basically it was a look at census data. So you can kind of get characteristics of people who are moving. You get their age, you can get their income, education level. So we're kind of looking at these what they call net domestic migration, which is so we're not looking at international immigration. It's basically people who live in the United States and are moving to another place in the United States at some other point in time. And so you can tell in the survey basically where people are moving. And so what this – just to kind of frame the analysis, like what we did first was we sort of determined, you know, the top 100 metro areas in terms of affordability. So this was looking at your – how much of your income it takes to make a monthly mortgage payment, assuming, you know, you put 20% down. It's basically sort of a standard measure. And so – we looked at the top 10 and we looked at who was moving from the top 10 to the other 90 and then the reverse, who was moving from the other 90 to the top 10. And so what we found was that the people on net, the people who were generally moving out of the top 10 tended to be less educated, younger, and less affluent. So they were making less. So like as you move up the income scale, people who were, you know, making less than $30,000, you had sort of a net flow of, you know, that was probably five times as much as someone who was making, let's say, over $100,000. So basically you have these affordability issues are disproportionately impacting low income people and then also people who don't have as much of an educational attainment.
Which makes sense, honestly.
Exactly. It's sort of intuitive, but I think what was interesting was that we were finding the net outflow even among the higher educated, higher income groups. So basically among all income groups, there was a net outflow. It's just that you didn't have – it wasn't as pronounced for the higher income groups.
You say in the piece it shows the impact of housing costs.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, we – you know, it's – often difficult in these surveys because you don't always know why people are moving. There's a separate survey called Census's Current Population Survey that does get at kind of the reasons why people move. And typically in that survey, you find that housing costs tend to be the number one or number two reason for an interstate move. And so in this case, we didn't have data that showed that. But because we had controlled essentially for very high cost housing markets, it was clear that, you know, this was going to be a major factor. And so the high cost markets that we were talking about were predominantly in coastal California. It was pretty much every coastal California metro area. So the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, San Jose, Los Angeles, Orange County, Ventura County on the Central Coast, and then also New York City and Miami and then also Honolulu, which is very expensive.
Sure.
The cities below that, I mean, it, you know, sort of encompasses everything from Austin to Denver to Nashville, Washington, D.C. Boston was probably the most expensive of the outside of the top 10. But then, you know, you obviously get, you know, parts of the Midwest and, you know, a lot less expensive markets.
Sure. New York and California were the hardest hit by these outflows in the study. What else do we learn from the data?
Well, so this was kind of building on, I think, some additional research that Trulia had actually done earlier this year, which I found really interesting, which was kind of this one we were talking about people. These were sort of individual people and their incomes. We were also looking at households. They were looking at households in a previous study. And what that found was that if you were looking at basically the population of people who live in any metro area, and if you were to sort of factor out, like, you know, how many of those people make less than $50,000? How many of those people make less than $80,000 living in the metro area? And then compare that to, of all the people leaving that metro area, how many people make less than $50,000 and how many people, you know, make more? And so what you found there was that a higher proportion of people moving out of these expensive areas were also on the lower income scale. So it's not just that, you know, movers are, you know, it's basically that sort of reinforced this trend, I think, that of people who are moving out, a greater proportion than, so it's basically not just that San Jose has a huge share of people making below this. The share of people moving represents a much larger share of the people leaving than actually live in that area. And then some other interesting stuff, you know, I think a few other groups have kind of looked at this net domestic migration pattern. And, you know, they found that states like New Jersey, New York, Illinois has a little bit of a different issue because it's got some issues with their pension system that's sort of causing people to move. But particularly looking at California and New York, there have been major outflows of domestic population going to places like Texas was the biggest recipient of people from California, for instance. I think for New York and New Jersey, the biggest recipient was Florida. Arizona, Nevada are also big sort of net population gainers from places like California. So yeah, I mean, basically a lot of this just sort of paints the picture that, you know, as housing markets become increasingly more unaffordable, you know, basically it's sort of becoming the domain of, you know, the only people who can afford it, who tend to be, you know, more educated, tend to have higher incomes. And so, you know, I think the question this raises, I mean, there's a lot of labor market concerns. Mm-hmm. You have to wonder, you know, obviously, you know, people moving to the Bay Area for the tech boom have a lot of educated people. But those educated people moving there require services. You need a population that is able to serve them. And if housing is so unaffordable that either just the cost is outweighing and it's causing crowded conditions for those people, that's an impetus to move. Or frankly, in places like California, commuting times become a major factor too. Because I think San Francisco and Los Angeles have approximately 10 to 20% longer commutes, respectively. Actually, the Bay Area has a longer commuting time compared to the national average than Los Angeles, which I think a lot of people.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, yeah, it's just sort of on par. It can take longer, and so that's what ends up happening is if the only housing you can afford is on the periphery, and you're having to take up time and resources to get to where the job centers are, the equation, you know, the mm-hmm. equation ends up not working out. Now the question that sort of underlies all this is, you know, moving to another state or to a metro area also is an expensive proposition. And if you look at the overall data, so we're looking here at sort of the universe of people who are moving and what mm-hmm. is the trend among those people. But overall, fewer people are moving in general just because moving requires a lot of
resources. I was going to ask
resources.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
So this doesn't necessarily mean that more people are moving overall. It just means that the people who are moving away from these expensive areas. And you know, that's an interesting sort of question too, because, you know, you tend to have most of the moves tend to be within a metro area mm-hmm. as opposed to from one metro area to another or from one state to another. But, you know, I think by looking at that movement, you know, out of a metro area, it really does get at sort of that's a major pressure point. You know, if the cost of living there has become so much that you just need to pack up and leave.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that the numbers are this stark for that population is pretty telling.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Chris Kirkham joining me here in the studio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.